This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Very hungry caterpillars have been killing mighty oak trees across southern New England for years. The Northeast sees a lot of different insect invaders, says Audrey Barker Plotkin. She's a scientist with Harvard Forest. While some trees will die because of insect defoliation, Plotkin learned in her recent multi-year study what gave some oaks more resilience.
When this insect outbreak happened, you know, in 2016 it began and we kind of perked up our heads and thought, oh, this hasn't happened for a while. 2017, things got really bad. There were a lot of defoliated trees throughout southern New England. And then in 2018, it continued. And that's when we started seeing some trees dying. We thought, we've got to find out what's going on. So we went out into the field and did some evaluations of how badly defoliated the trees were. So how much of the leaves were missing. And we did that in the Quabbin Watershed Forest because that's a big intact forest. We also, and this was led by Joe Elkington's lab at UMass. So his lab identified a bunch of trees and did the same thing where they evaluated, you know, how much of the leaves have been munched by the caterpillars. So we joined forces and decided on choosing some of those trees to sample the stored sugars and starches to see, you know, is that associated with which trees are going to die?
Stored sugars in the trees are kind of like carbohydrates to people, right?
They are carbohydrates. Yeah. So primarily there are sugars and those are really important for a lot of functions of a tree. So there's starch as well, which is primarily, you know, stored fuel. So it's kind of backup energy for, you know, say when a tree loses a bunch of its leaves, it can create a new set based on drawing on that stored starch. Sugars are even more important for a lot of different functions like water transport and freeze tolerance and defense against other insects and diseases.
So you were able to measure sugars in these oak tree species from the two locations. What were some of the findings of your research?
Yeah, so one thing that we found was that, okay, you know, basic question, are the sugars and starches drawn down the more heavily defoliated a tree is? And we found that at both of the sites, that that indeed was the case. We also found that the trees that died all had stored sugars and starches that were really low. And so that seems like it was clearly associated with their mortality. The trees on the roadsides in the town tended to have higher carbohydrate stores than the ones in the interior forest. And that might be because the trees on the roadsides get more sun and therefore, you know, have a chance to build up their reserves a bit more. And, you know, that came through in our results where we saw less of a drawdown in those stored sugars and starches with defoliation than the trees in the interior forest.
So you're saying even though caterpillars were found on trees along roadsides, the damage wasn't as great to the ones along the roadsides as the defoliation deep in a forest?
Yeah, exactly. If you had a tree that had a similar amount of, you know, caterpillars eating the leaves, the trees on the roadsides seemed like they had suffered less from that.
What is it that drew you to studying oak trees in this way?
We focused on the oaks because although the Limantria caterpillar is a generalist, it will feed on a wide variety of trees and shrubs. Oaks are its favorite host in our region. So it was more that those were the trees that were typically severely defoliated by the caterpillars. So what we were studying here is an iconic example, but it is an example of a really major threat to our forests. You know, there's Limantria, there's hemlock woolliodelgid, there's emerald ash borer. And, you know, based on global trade and the kind of proximity of major trade ports and heavily forested areas in our region, that's going to continue.
Audrey Barker Plotkin's recent research article is about defoliated trees that die when they don't have a critical threshold of stored carbon. She's a forest ecologist at Harvard Forest. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Carrie.
This is New England Public Media.